Welcome to Positivitini.
Messages of hope, support, and inspiration.
In 10 minutes or less.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Erica Ishii.
I'm Amy Dallin.
Hey, everybody. We're back with another episode. Just so you know, we are doing a block recording here. So Erica is still on the phone from a mysterious location somewhere in the Southwest. but it is Amy's episode. So Amy, take it away.
She's in the eternal Reno. So,
will I make it out? Find out next episode.
It's a minor background narrative that runs through these. I wasn't supposed to give it away.
Oh, what if we did you like a secret? There's a secret storyline that you put the pieces together, reader.
And then tell us
like
what we're doing.
Like a Susan R. Inclusion.
So I guess season arcs is like stories, and I thought, I was looking over our brainstorm list, and I thought it might be fun to talk about some of the causes or kind of charity things that make you feel good to be able to contribute to. I was reminded Ooh. Of one of my very favorites recently, which was in light of, we lost a couple of legends in the comic book world in the last couple of weeks. Most recently, we lost Gary Friedrich, co-creative Ghost Rider. We lost Marie Severin, who is an absolute legend that you will probably have heard me talk about on all my shows by this time. But we also, Russ Heath, who was a legendary Golden Age artist, passed away. And in his later years, he was supported and helped in meaningful ways by an organization that I think is really, really cool called the Hero Initiative. Are you all familiar with this one?
No.
Yes, I believe I've seen them at conventions before.
They've done booths. So Hero Initiative and the Comic Book Legal Defense Fund are two of my favorite ones to shout out. CBLDF, you might have seen, they have a lot of presence at conventions. You can buy special hand-signed books. They protect sort of the free speech rights of publishers, and like when store owners get sued for carrying adult content in Texas or what have you. And so they do a lot of really important work. But the Hero Initiative specifically exists to kind of fill the gap of the fact that especially many of our legendary comic book creators do not have pensions, because they worked sort of what was at the time very conventional, but in the long term kind of a raw deal labor conditions. We're recording this on Labor Day. I guess I can give that away. And that'll be my shout out for the Hero Initiative for the... We hope that we'll all move towards kind of better ability for creators to support themselves, but comic book creators have tended to fall into the gaps. And the Hero Initiative will help either buy people groceries or just do little things that support them, or help creators who are having medical emergencies. There was a wonderful comic that Russ Heath did that he shared about what they had meant to him. You all might know him from... He did a lot of war comics, and he did some of the panels that Roy Lichtenstein copied for the influential art of the 1960s. which is a whole and valid debate about the artistic role of Lichtenstein. But what is inarguable is that Russ Heath deserved lots of credit and support, and Hero Initiative was one of the things that provided that. So, yeah, I wanted to shout out those. What about y'all?
For me, that's
a great one.
Yeah, that's awesome. For me, so there's lots of big causes, but I'm betting that if you're listening to this, you probably have heard of a lot of the places I would name. And so I want to give a shout out to more kind of local, the idea of like finding places in your vicinity that you can help. And I have two kind of things that I would push for that. One is my hometown, Huntington, West Virginia. I love very much. Me and Justin and Griffin, of course, talk about it a lot. And we filmed our TV show there, and we go back there all the time. Justin still lives there. And in West Virginia and in Huntington particularly, there's a lot of issues with like opiate addiction. And so like whenever we do fundraisers or charities or anything like that, we try to find groups that specifically like are in Huntington trying to deal with that and help people on a very like one-on-one kind of level. And so like that kind of idea, if there's something you're passionate about, I think it's wonderful to donate and support big kind of national and international groups. But I think a part of that equation that often gets overlooked because they don't get as much press is finding kind of local groups that you can support, even if it's just your time and going down there and helping, you know, answer mail or whatever. It can be very helpful. Also, I think if there is a local theater organization that one is a, you know, charity, but also like offers free opportunities, like free entertainment for children. Like,
yes!
I fully support
that. So valuable.
The Cincinnati Shakespeare Company here in Cincinnati, which I also worked with for many years, they do outdoor summer Shakespeare shows for free, and they tour it all, like, they take it to schools, and they tour it all over, like, anywhere within a three-hour radius of Cincinnati they travel to and do these shows. So, like, I like supporting that kind of thing where they're bringing free art to kids, and, you know, they also do a lot of art education, that kind of thing that often gets overlooked these days by, you know, like, government budgeting. And so I think supporting the arts is always very important.
Absolutely. I know Critical Role and a lot of us at Eastern Center work with H6LA on that of sort of teaching kids to value and tell stories, which is really lovely. A charity that I more recently worked with and that I really appreciate, I'm sure you two are familiar with, World Builders, started by Patrick Rothfuss. And that is an organization that I really love because they use their platform of geekery sort of to inspire and rally geeks that want to find good causes to contribute to. And they support a number of smaller macro charities, so different organizations that will, for instance, provide urban farming solutions for underprivileged families or refugee homes or infrastructure and literacy programs, just a whole gamut of different kinds of charities. And I really think that it's a fantastic way to give your money to different causes that you might support. Also, there are a lot of drives that they do during the year where your donations will be matched. So your $5 could be $10.
But I would say, all in all, like, their piece of advice is, like, find something that you are passionate about, something that means something to you. And I will also say this, not only donate money, but tell everyone, not don't tell everyone about your donation, but tell everyone about the charity and make sure to share ways that they can help and, you know, share the link. It's always important.
Another
thing is that a lot of people can't afford to give money to charities, but time is an extremely valuable resource.
That was mine too.
And then also just spreading the word. It's true. Like, you may not be able to donate, but you might have relatives or friends that also believe in this cause and don't know about that charity. And that's just as valuable sometimes.
Absolutely.
Thank you for joining us.
Tune in again every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Until then, take care of yourselves.